It was a ship on a stormy sea. He reached out and felt the outer shell of the sleeping bag. Bone dry. Sylvie, a breathing shape beside him, had found them a safe berth. Jonathan curled up and drifted back into sleep. In the morning, the rain stopped and a wintry sun broke through. They sat in the dining room eating the last of the bread. The room looked out onto the garden, where remnants of the night's rain winked and glistened. It was a large garden and, like the house, neglected, offering many possibilities.
"We should keep away from the windows," said Sylvie.
"In case people see us?"
Jonathan spoke through a mouthful of bread.
"Won't they just think we've bought the house and moved in?"
"No one buys an old house and moves straight in. They have work done first." "But we have moved straight in. Anyway, I like it the way it is. How old is it?"
"I don't know. Probably more than 100 years.
It feels like all the things that have happened to it are still here."
Sylvie studied the mouldering walls.
"I'd have each room painted a different colour. This one would be pale rose."
"That's a girl's colour."
"We could take it in turns to choose."
"Okay, I choose orange."